Hare Krishna, reading Surrender Unto Me, an overview of the Bhagavad Gita, first chapter, Observing the Armies, text 20, and the comment. We'll begin with that. At that time, Arjuna, the son of Pandu, seated in the chariot bearing the flag marked with Hanuman, took up his bow and prepared to shoot his arrows. The king, after looking at the sons of Dhritarashtra drawn in military array, Arjuna then spoke to Lord Krishna these words. My comment. The atmosphere was surcharged. The world's most powerful Kshatriyas had gathered to fight and were filled with the spirit of battle. This war differed from the situation Srila Prabhupada had criticized in the 1960s when the United States drafted students, not Kshatriyas, and forced them into battle. These men were fighting men. Fighting was in their blood. Just as devotees come to Vrindavan or Mayapur from around the world, these Kshatriyas came from all over the world to fight. They had faith that dying on the battlefield would gain them entrance into the heavenly planets. The two armies were in formation, kanshas blue. The hair of warriors stood on end in anticipation. Krishna was with Arjuna on his chariot. Hanuman, decorating the chariot's flag, was ready to shout his war cries to help beam terrify the enemies. The enemy. Earlier, the Mahabharata had described a meeting between Hanuman and Bhima. Once, while Arjuna was seeking celestial weapons, the remaining Pandavas wandered to Badrikashram, high in the Himalayas. Suddenly, the Alakananda River carried to Draupadi a beautiful and fragrant thousand-petaled lotus flower. Draupadi was captivated by its beauty and scent. "Bhima," she said, "this lotus flower is so beautiful. I should offer it to Yudhisthira Maharaj. Could you get me a few more? We could then take some back to our hermitage in Kamyaka." When Bhima heard this, he grabbed his club and charged up the hill where no mortals were permitted. As he ran, he bellowed and frightened elephants and lions. He uprooted trees as he pushed them aside. Not caring for the ferocious beasts of the jungle, he climbed the steep mountain until his progress was blocked by a huge monkey flying across the path. "Why are you making so much noise and scaring all the animals?" the monkey said. "Just sit down and eat some fruit." "Move aside," ordered Bhima, for etiquette forbade him to step over the monkey. The monkey's reply, "I am too old to move. Just jump over me." Bhima, becoming angry, repeated his order. But the monkey, again pleading the weakness of old age, requested Bhima to simply move his tail aside. Unlimitedly powerful, Bhima grabbed the tail and tried, but failed. Amazed, he respectfully inquired as to the monkey's identity and was overjoyed to learn that he had met his brother, Hanuman, for both Bhima and Hanuman were sons of Vayu. Hanuman first embraced Bhima and showed him the huge form in which he had leapt to Lanka. He then offered Bhima the following blessings. "I shall remain present on the flag of your brother Arjuna. When you roar like a lion on the battlefield, my voice will join with yours to strike terror into the hearts of your enemies. You will be victorious and you will regain your kingdom." Now Arjuna, his chariot driven by Krishna and marked with the flag of Hanuman, picked up his bow. The horses and elephants moved excitedly. The opening arrows of the long-awaited battle were now to be released. Arjuna, just on the brink of the battle, spoke the following words, 21 through 22. Arjuna said, "O infallible one, Please draw my chariot between the two armies so that I may see those present here who desire to fight and with whom I must contend in this great trial of arms. My comment. This is the first mention of Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. And what is he doing? He's driving Arjuna's chariot and accepting his orders. This is glorious. Krishna, the supreme controller, is taking orders from his devotee as if he were a menial servant. Srila Prabhupada writes in his purport, quote, although Lord Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, out of his causeless mercy, he was engaged in the service of his friend. He never fails in his affection for his devotees, and thus he is addressed herein as infallible. The relationship between the Lord and his servitor is very sweet and transcendental. The servitor is always ready to render service to the Lord, and similarly, the Lord is always seeking an opportunity to render some service to the devotees. End quote. Of all Krishna's qualities, his bhakta-vatsalya quality is most endearing. In text 20, Arjuna picked up his bow, ready to fight. Both armies are waiting. Now in text 21 and 22, Arjuna suddenly says, "O infallible one, please draw my chariot between the two armies so that I may see those present here who desire to fight and with whom I must contend in this great trial of arms." Arjuna's request hints that he is already indecisive about taking part in the battle. 23 through 25. Arjuna says, Let me see those who have come here to fight, wishing to please the evil-minded son of Dhritarashtra. Sanjay said, O descendant of Bharata, having thus been addressed by Arjuna, Lord Krishna drew up the fine chariot in the midst of the armies of both parties. 25. In the presence of Bhishma, Drona, and all the other chieftains of the world, the Lord said, just behold, Partha, all the Kurus assembled here. My comment. Hundreds of millions of warriors were in the Kuru's army, yet Krishna drove Arjuna's chariot directly before Bhishma and Drona. Bhishma and Drona, Pramukata. In that way, Krishna forced Arjuna to see that both his grandfather and his guru were determined to oppose him in battle. Krishna just thus drew out Arjuna's familial attachment so that he could speak Bhagavad Gita. Krishna was teasing Arjuna, quote, it is only Kurus on both sides who are assembled. Srila Baladeva Vidyabhusan adds this explanation of Krishna's words. Quote, because you are the son of my father's sister, I am going to serve as your chariot driver. But now you are about to abandon your desire to fight. Thus Krishna jokingly implied, what is the use of looking at the enemy's army? End quote. In this way, Krishna affirmed the thoughts in Arjuna's mind. Sanjay describes this scene to Dhritarashtra and then mentions family members and others whom Arjuna sees before him. We should stop here. And Hare Krishna. The drama continues. Hare Krishna.